The Houthis have made a humanitarian intervention in the Red Sea in an effort to bring the genocide in Gaza to an end. The Houthis have killed nobody while disrupting shipping in the Red Sea, ships which are facilitating the Israeli genocide. The Israeli regime has killed over 23,000 civilians. Over 10,000 of them are children. So who did the US and the UK attack? No, they didn't attack the Israeli regime because they're supporting the genocide. They attacked the Houthis instead, killing at least 6 people. So Western powers are prepared to kill people to protect the movement of goods. But the same Western powers killed thousands with sanctions in Iran, in Syria, in Venezuela, preventing the movement of some goods. The Houthis are showing solidarity with the Palestinian people, just like South Africa did in The Hague. But sadly, the EU solidarity is with US empire and the Zionists. Shame on the EU.
Thanks, President. Every day now, the mask falls further. On the very same day that the West's pet bulldog, Israel, was hauled into The Hague to face the charge of genocide in which EU countries are complicit, our so-called like-minded partners, the US and Britain, flout the UN Charter to commit their latest crime of aggression. Illegal, unprovoked, unjustified airstrikes on Yemen. Lawless, barbarous acts to inflame the region and to make worse the catastrophic cost of living crisis being experienced by millions of Europeans. And now some of ye actually want to join them. Seriously, with a straight face, people have come in here and said they want to do that in order to uphold international law. The very same international law that a horrified world has watched being trampled into the ruins of Gaza while the EU hands Israel more weapons and cheers on the genocide. The Yemenis have killed no one. 25,000 Palestinians are dead. And all you're enraged about is international shipping. It's over. The EU has no moral authority. If you want to sort the situation out, end the genocide.
You have the floor.
President, despite the catastrophic debt toll it has inflicted, Israel is losing on the ground and in the court of public opinion. There's no way that this ends that doesn't leave Israel a pariah state with occupation and apartheid on borrowed time, and they know it. So they're doing everything they can. Desperate acts of aggression to provoke a wider conflict with Lebanon, with Iran, with anybody, to draw in the US, to save them from the consequences of their own actions. And as Yemen shows, Butcher Biden is reporting for duty. With Europe's frau genocide by his side, they are the ones who have enabled the continuation of Israeli terror. Without them, it would already be over. So take note, Butcher Biden. The ancestors of the Ireland that you claim to be from disown you. Keep our country out of your mouth. And as for von der Leyen and genocidal Germany, with your words and deeds supporting Israel in the ICJ, not in our name. The people of Europe stand with Palestine and with South Africa. Thank you, President.